testing the possibility. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Pro-choice advocates are expected to demonstrate outside churches Sunday. The protests follow a leaked Supreme Court draft signaling the court could overturn Roe versus Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the issue while giving the graduation commencement at Tennessee State.
We are once again forced to defend fundamental principles that we hoped were long settled. Principles like the freedom to vote, the rights of women to make decisions about their own bodies, even what constitutes the truth.
The court's decision is expected this summer. Ukraine is preparing for Russia to step up its attacks as Victory Day approaches. In a recent interview with Fox's Griff Jenkins, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, through a translator, President Biden should visit his country.
Yeah, that's it, that our partners, strategic partners. And I think that it would be a great signal, very important signal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson have gone to Ukraine. A federal judge rejecting Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging his lifetime ban from Twitter.
The judge ruled Trump failed to show that Twitter violated his First Amendment right to free speech, adding those rights do not apply to private companies. The former president has his own social network now and says he will not rejoin Twitter, even if allowed.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Family members are searching for missing loved ones in the rubble of a Cuban hotel. At least 27 people died at the Hotel Saratoga in Havana Friday. A natural gas leak appears to have caused the blast and partial collapse. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It was another roller coaster of a week on Wall Street.
Wednesday, the Dow up 1,000 points just to see those gains evaporate a day later. Despite great jobs report number Friday, President Biden acknowledged the economic challenges facing the country, including record-setting inflation, the highest in four decades. Non-farm payrolls grew above Wall Street expectations, unemployment rate holding steady at 3.6% after being expected to lower to 3.5%. Leisure and hospitality leading the way on those job gains, no doubt driven by the easing of pandemic restrictions and face masks coming off. Wages rose 5.5% from a year ago, with inflation at a four-decade high of 8.5%. Those wages lag behind inflation, meaning Americans continue to lose money.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Some residents in the city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, can return home after evacuating because of a wildfire. The flames near the Sangre de Cristo Mountains are still a threat, with strong winds up to 60 miles per hour, high temperatures, and low humidity in the forecast. Foie gras lovers in California get some good news.
You can now order foie gras in California, but only if you plan to eat it at home. A court of appeals upholding a state court ruling that said Californians can order it from out-of-state producers. A 2012 state law still bans restaurants and retailers from selling it and prohibits its in-state production. Foie gras is made from the enlarged livers of force-fed ducks and geese, which many animal rights groups say is cruel. Producers argued that the force-feeding process mimics something that happens in the wild when ducks and geese overeat to store up for their annual migration. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Country music star Mickey Gilley has died. Gilley owned the honky-tonk club that inspired the John Travolta movie Urban Cowboy. The cause of death is not known, but he recently canceled shows due to health concerns. Gilley was 86. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.